What you looking forward to going back to Dallas?
It was okay. I'm not. I don't know. As far as what, like just going to this, I'm looking forward to going to Papa Do's. I don't have one in New York, so meet some friends and get ready to go eat. So.
Well, how much are you looking forward to showing them what they're missing out on, what they could have used?
I have nothing to show. I have nothing to show the Cowboys or anything like that. All my emotions are into this organization and to the things that we're trying to build and relationships I'm trying to build with these guys here. So I have nothing to show them. I have nothing to show anybody else outside this organization and myself.
What about the opportunity to put the Cowboys in the rearview mirror? You guys relishing that opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, we always look. It's a big opportunity for us to take over the division, and that's the number one thing for us, trying to create a path for ourselves to get to where we want to be, which the ultimate goal is the Super Bowl. So this is a big step. They're in the way, so we got to go down there and go through them and make sure we come back with a W.
How is your Giant career going so far?
It's all right.
I mean, how happy are you here?
I mean, I enjoy it. I think there's a lot of room for me to improve. I'm not where I want to be. I probably would never be the tight end that I want to be because my goals are kind of set high and my standards are high, so it's just a learning process and continue to grow as a player and be exactly what they need me to be here.
So you didn't circle this game on your calendar?
No, I don't circle any games on my calendar. They're all the same.
Okay.
I don't have a calendar, actually.
If the roles were reversed, if the same team came in here and beat you guys three or four straight times in a row, would this team start taking it personally?
If it was the same team came in here?
In this game, you take everything personal. If somebody beats you on the block, somebody beats you on the catch or anything, it's always personal. This is a personal game. It's hard for it not to be. So everybody has the personal challenges and things like that. But I'm not on the other end, so I have no idea how to answer that question because I don't have to experience that on either side. So I'm in a good spot right now in life.
Did you see Jerry Jones after the first game this year?
Oh, yeah, I did. I talked to him. I'll probably call him later on. His mom passed away, and Jerry's a great guy, and I just want to reach out to him and send my condolences to him and his family. He's always an awesome person to me, so it was sad to hear. I haven't had a chance to, he's already getting contact with, so I'll probably give him a call this afternoon.